Well, Leo, good to catch up with you. A little break in the testing session here while the team has a look at your car. They've got the back off it, and hopefully it's nothing too serious. But welcome to the British F4 Championship. Are you looking forward to the season?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good one this year. I mean, we should be fighting up at the front, hopefully. But I think we've definitely got the people around us to do it, and we definitely should be making it happen.
Tell us a little bit about your history, your motorsport history, and how you find yourself in this championship, Leo.
So I started off in karts when I was about five, very young. My dad made the mistake of buying a kart, and we did all the UK bits. We won the British Championships twice, the Italian Championships as well. So we've been all over the blocks. And then last year we did season of Ginetta's, even though it got cut short from incidents. And unfortunately we got a concussion from that. But we're coming back this year even stronger. We know what we have to do now. We just need to make it happen.
Yeah, obviously a lot of experience there, but climbing into this beast for the first time, what was that like?
I mean, it had a lot more power than I thought it would have. Okay. But luckily, we slowly built up to it. But yeah, it was good the first time I jumped into it. It's a lot faster than you expect it to be for an F4 car.
Yeah. Is it the case that you have to relearn some of your racecraft when you get into this car because it handles differently and because the competition is different?
Well, yeah, of course, but that's just because it got wings and slicks and stuff like that. So, yeah, you'd have to relearn it a bit, but it's nothing major. It's still a car, isn't it?
Yeah. I love that. It's still a car. It's pointed in the right direction and it will go. It's been a good day testing here. We're getting towards the end of the testing day at Silverstone. How's it gone for you, apart from the little problem you've got, which the team are sorting out for you?
Yeah, we started off the blocks running very well, and then we had this problem just before lunch, and we haven't been able to. It's still ongoing, just from fourth to fifth, and it just skips the gear. It's not very good.
I noticed just over my left shoulder you've got former BTCC driver Ricky Collard peering at the back of your car.
Yeah, we've got Ricky with us this year. He's mega. I mean, we have all the right people to win and do the best we can. Yeah. But we just have to make it happen.
Yeah. Last season, the fans enjoyed a very, very close championship, as I'm sure you're aware. It went right down to the wire. Looking at the grid for this year, with the drivers that are coming back from last year, a large number of rookies like yourself coming in, it's going to be a tight championship, isn't it?
Yeah, I think especially this year, if you're in the top five, you've done a good job. I mean, yeah, it's a really tough grid this year, but I think we need to be consistent and hope that we can make something of it.
What are your aspirations for the first half of the season, Leo? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, of course, I want to hit the blocks running. That's just it. I just want to do the best I can. There's nothing else I can hope for, really, except to do the best.
So when you're sat on the grid waiting for the lights to go out, where do you draw inspiration from? Who are your heroes?
Well, it's a bit weird for me, but I don't really have any heroes.
Okay.
So my hero is myself, actually. So I just try to be just like the best. I want to beat everyone. There's no point in having heroes if you want to beat them.
Absolutely marvellous. Very good answer. Leo, really good to see you. Have a fantastic season.
Thank you.